Blog Talk Radio.
I need you, Lord.
I need you.
Oh, Father, bring
Spirit fall fresh on me. I need you, touch me now.
Prophet Isaiah, our Lord and King, we bow before your throne. You who knew us before the beginning and called us your own, we call you Emmanuel. We are never alone. Jesus the Christ, oh how you redeemed mankind from sin, sickness, and everything that held humanity behind. El Shaddai, Adonai, God Almighty, Elyon, Elohim, humble Rabboni. Righteousness is you, Jehovah, Sikenu, and Shammah, always present whenever we need you. Aribiti Rabata, Araba Ribiti. We were gone forever, Pata Pata, but your long arm of salvation, Olowo Gbogboro, rescued us, transformed us, so much so that tell me, how could the great Rohi become the sacrificial lamb so he can search and rescue and all at no fee? How could the everlasting El Olam become human just so he can save me? O Yigi Yigi, superior mighty one, Ezen Bieze, greater than every king that has or will ever come. I am that I am, three in one. Holy God, Father, Spirit, Son, Jireh, you are more than enough. Akasha, you are our rock, our hiding place, our strong tower. To you be glory, honor, and power. Jehovah Sabaoth, fighting our battles. Olor Agbaye, you who owns the castles upon a thousand hills, who says and does, not just fulfilling every chapter, but every
with you.
Darkness upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. The Spirit of God, there is Ruach Elohim. He's the blast of God. He's the breath of God. He's the wind of God. The Lord is that Spirit. He is God, Ruach Elohim, and we welcome him here.
Spirit of the living God.
Hey, Ruach. Nigeria. Heal Africa. Can you take just 20 seconds and speak in his language tonight? We're not afraid of recording in tongues. We're not ashamed to speak the language of angels. Alua bara.
God of
darkness. You don't need a man to be the God you are, but you have chosen to call me your own. Oh, you are
from beginning to the end.
My brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, hallelujah. Good morning to all the mothers out there this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God, the grandmothers. Good morning. Good morning. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Ghost. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Glory to the Alpha and Omega. Glory to the Rose of Sharon. Glory to the Lily of the Valley. Oh, we bless your name. We thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We worship you, O God.
in the beauty of your holiness. Oh, Father, we say thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Yes, Lord. We praise your name. Yes, Lord. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. We say thank you, Jesus. We say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We honor you, O God. We bless you, O Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise your name. You are worthy, O God. Holy Spirit, move in our midst this morning. Holy Spirit, move in our hearts this morning. Holy Spirit, move in our thoughts, in our minds. This morning, Holy Spirit, move in our homes. Holy Spirit, breathe on us. Breathe in us. Breathe in us and breathe on us. Holy Ghost, be around us. Fill our temples. Our bodies are the temple of your Holy Ghost. Fill it up, Holy Ghost. Spirit of the living God, fill it up. Burn everything in us that do not bring glory and honor to your name. Oh, the living God, we bless you. Holy Spirit, we thank you. We thank you for your mighty move in our lives. Your mighty move. We surrender to you. Spirit of the living God, we surrender totally and completely to you, Holy Ghost. Have your way, Holy Ghost. In our lives, have your way in this service, in the name of Jesus. We come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you, O God Almighty, for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us. We have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory. And Lord, we cry out to you and we say, mercy, Jesus. Mercy, Jesus. Lord, forgive us of all that we've done that did not bring glory and honor to your name. We repent, O God. Be merciful unto us. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy upon me, O God. Have mercy upon my husband, my children, my grandchildren. O God, have mercy, O God, upon each and every one of us mourning. Under the sound of my voice, have mercy. Have mercy upon my siblings, my nieces, and my nephews. Have mercy, O God. Let the blood of Jesus wash us and cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us. Let the blood of Jesus redeem us. Let the blood, 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 the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the blood. We release the blood of Jesus into this atmosphere. Into the cyberspace, the network. The blood of Jesus, oh God, let the blood speak better things than the blood of Abel, oh God. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. We thank you for your blood, the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let the blood speak better things. The holy blood of Jesus, better things than the blood of Abel. So, Father, this morning, hallelujah, We shook every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak our environment in the blood of Jesus. We soak the service, the airways, the cyberspace, the networks in the blood of Jesus. Father, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We put the armor on our children, our spouses, our grandchildren, every one of us. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Father, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within. Oh God, be a wall of fire around each and every one of us and the glory within us, oh God. Father, we pray for divine angelic assistance to minister to us and do your biddings in our lives, to lead us and guide us. Oh, Father, let your holy angels lead us and guide us in the name of Jesus and do your biddings in our lives. Holy Spirit, we ask you once again to take preeminence. I decrease and Holy Ghost, take over in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we bless you. We thank you. Hallelujah. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, take your place. Have your way, oh God. Have your way in this service. Lord, I'm just your vessel. And let your way, your will be done, oh God. Father, if there is in me that will hinder your perfect will, hinder your word from coming forth, Father, I ask for forgiveness and mercy. Let the blood of Jesus wash and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Holy Spirit, lead me, guide me. I surrender completely and totally to you. Almighty God, in the name of your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, be glorified. Hallelujah. Let his name be glorified, honored, magnified. Oh, in all that I say, in all that I do, in all that we say or do, let the name of Jesus be glorified. Holy Spirit, move in this service this morning in a supernatural way. Touch and bless everyone's life in a very special way. Oh, touch the mothers. Touch everyone, oh God. Father, we thank you. We bless you. Thank you, oh God, that we have come to serve you and serve your children. We are your servants. We are your handmaiden. I am your handmaiden, oh God. All glory, all honor, all power, all wisdom, blessings belong to you, Almighty God. So, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. You are my strength. And you are my redeemer. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. To those of you that's just joining, happy Mother's Day. Hallelujah. I'm going to bring a word this morning. Hallelujah. this morning, I want you to look at the book of Luke. This is for the mothers this morning, the book of Luke. Hallelujah. You don't have to birth a child to be a mother. Hallelujah. Look at the book of Luke. And I'm going to go over it in a little bit. I'm going somewhere. Luke chapter 1. Hallelujah. Verse 5. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a second priest named Zacharias of the course of Abia, and his wife was the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. His wife was the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. A certain priest named Zacharias, and his wife was the daughters of Aaron, her name was Elizabeth. And they both were righteous. They both were righteous. Both of them were righteous before God. Walking, the Bible breaks it down, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord. Both of them were righteous before God. They're walking all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. Of the daughters of Aaron, when you look at the daughters of his wife was of the daughters of Aaron. That means her lineage was the priesthood. Then you look at Zechariah, the lineage priesthood. So look at all of that. I want you to take it to pay attention to what I'm saying about Elizabeth. Hallelujah. The Bible says that she had no child she was bearing, and they both were now well stricken in years. And Elizabeth was bearing, and I'm not going to go into too much detail this morning. I don't want to keep you long. I know you have to go to church. But if you take time and look, they didn't have kids, and the angel of the Lord appeared to Zechariah. I'm just giving you a summary. And said that we have a child because the Lord has heard the prayers of Zechariah, Elizabeth's husband. And the angel spoke and said, and then we have a child. Of course, Zechariah didn't believe, so he got dumb until the child was born. But I want you to pay attention to Elizabeth, her lineage, priesthood, righteous, blameless from the daughters of Aaron, and Zechariah, a priest, serving in the house of the Lord. Both of them was righteous and blameless before the Lord. Hallelujah. And then when we go down, then we come back to Mary. Go down in the book of Luke. Then it says, in the sixth month, the same angel, Gabriel, was sent from God into the city of Galilee near Nazareth, verse 26. The virgin exposed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin name was Mary. Hallelujah. And this is the announcement of Christ's birth. Highly favored of one woman. Blessed are thou among women. And the prophetic word that Jesus will be born. Hallelujah. And then we go to verse 36. And the angel said, and behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she have also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren, for with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed. And Mary arose in those days, and went into the hill country with his into the city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zechariah, and saluted Elizabeth. And when it came to pass that Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, The baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And she spoke out with a loud voice and said, "Blessed art thou among women." This is Elizabeth speaking. "Blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And when is to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is he that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. For he regarded the low estate of his handmaiden, for behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name, and his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He hath showed strength with his arm. He hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. He hath held in remembrance of his mercy. And he spake to our fathers, to Abraham and to his seed forever." And Mary abode with her about 3 months, abode and returned to her own house. I want you to zero in on Elizabeth and Mary. Hallelujah. Elizabeth is an older woman. Elizabeth came from her father, Aaron, the tribes of Levi. Elizabeth and her husband walked righteously before the Lord. Zechariah was the high priest. So Elizabeth was carefully chosen by God. Karen, who is Elizabeth's son, John the Baptist? Hallelujah. And then you see Mary goes to her cousin Elizabeth. Hallelujah. Because Elizabeth is the angel said, your cousin who was barren and now is with a child. And by the time Mary started speaking, the baby leaped. And then Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, began to prophesy of Jesus to Mary. What am I saying to you? God does things. That God always do things in twos. When we look at the book of Titus, the Titus 2, you look at the older women and you look at the younger women. When I talk about old, I'm not talking about old. This is in the Bible, talks about the old in age, old with wisdom, or having experiences, having an experience, having an old person having an encounter with God, an old person. When I say old, I'm not, you know, having an experience, an encounter, who is seasoned with God, an old person who is mature, because we got a lot of older women that are not mature. They still act like they're 5 years old. They'll do things that they're not supposed to be doing. They're still entangled into so many things. Some old people are messed up. Yes, they might put their hats on their Sundays or go to church. They look good. But instead of them bringing peace, they cause confusion. They're into so many things. They're not walking righteously. They're not walking blamelessly before God. Some of the old people, the way they dress. And I'm not talking about Africa. I'm talking about general old women. Some of them, they dress like their granddaughters. Exposing the parts of their body. and doing things. And some of the old people, that you, when you're older in age, you're supposed to grow in wisdom, and you can't be the same way like when you were 18 years old, or when you were 50 years old, or whatever, when you're in your 20s. When you grow all in wisdom. Hallelujah. From your experiences, you learn. And you move from glory to glory. How many persons, if you are stretching ears, that people can come to you and say, oh, let me tell you, here's what's going on. And you can give a young person a good advice because of your experiences that you've been in, and that person will not hear it anymore. Can the young people trust the old? You see, sometimes you see the grandmother and the child smoking marijuana together. You see the grandmother, the grandmother dating young men, young women, her granddaughter's friends, her daughter's friends. And so the world has come to a stage that there's no respect, and the old women should be like, be an example for the younger women. Just like Elizabeth and Mary. And we like to blame everybody else. But are we what God wants us as we grow older to be an example? Or are we all in our children's business? You say, I say, this say, that say. Or do we go places and just cause all bunch of confusion as the older women? Can God trust us? God cannot even trust us in his secret. Because we expose everything. We don't know. We're not handling ourselves. We in church, we on the usher committee, they call it the gossip committee, the cooking committee, the gossip. We go from place to place. We all prayer lines. We destroy. We carry. We are not example. We're not example. Instead of us call people, oh, this new person has come to church. Let me welcome them to the church. We go to church. Let me, the old women know. You, how are you doing? Oh, then we tell all about the pastor. That pastor is not a good pastor. And this and that. We tell all the gossip to the new person in the church, the new woman that come in the church. And then what? The women, they don't want to be a part. They didn't go there for confusion. They went there to be blessed. You come on the prayer line. And, oh, come join. Oh, welcome to our prayer line. Oh, too less little. Do pay no $10 or $5. Let me tell you about this woman or this man. And we stop people from paying offering, or we get together and we gossip. And when you stop people from doing certain things, you're hindering their blessing. And the person believes you because you've been there so long. And so you look for somebody to be on your side. What kind of, that's immaturity. That's not, God cannot trust you. That's immaturity. The young people got to be able to trust the old people. Because the old people should grow in wisdom and be mature. And they can be able to run to you. How many of you, your nieces or nephews can run to you and say, auntie, this and that, but all you do is so and so. You know, we talk about these young people, they this and that and the that. But what are we? What are we sowing out there? What are we sowing out there to the younger people? Today's mothers, they think about it. A long time ago, the mothers were real mothers in the church. They carried themselves well. They were mature. They wasn't into all kinds of stuff. The ones that were into all kinds of stuff, they didn't go join the church. Most of them didn't. They didn't. They stay away. They didn't mix the world with the church. the old mothers, they were like the Titus II women who train the young women, who by, not by what they say, but by why they act and how they carry themselves. So the younger women who go to sit to Mom's Brown House or this thing, and they could get advice and they could trust, and they didn't have to worry about their business in the street. When they have problems, they could speak to an older person. We talk about Mother's Day, but are we really a real mother? A real mother, real mother, carries herself like how Elizabeth did. Example that Mary did not understand what was really understood to be it unto me, and so Mary went to Elizabeth, her cousin, and she could go there. But then the angel of Almighty God, God sent Gabriel to find out us. Oh, find out. Apostle Mark, find out this person or that person, get an angel, but you can go to her. She will help you. You can talk to her. She'll help you. Angel, can God find us out? Are we exemplifying the virtues that we should have as handmaidens of the Lord? Can God trust us? Can God trust us? Hallelujah. Can God trust us? And as we go through the Mother's Day, we should think about it. Can God trust us that he can send a young person to us or in their life that we could be an example and help them or pray for them? And so that's a question on this Mother's Day. We need to ask ourselves, can God trust us with the younger generation? Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise his name. We want to be an example. We want to help the next generation. That's what we want to do. We don't want to just turn our backs on them. We want to be a help to them. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Father, we bless you and we thank you this morning. Hallelujah. Father, we know that we have not been the right mothers, not only to our children, but to others. Mothers in the church, mothers in the body of Christ. So, Father, this morning we ask for mercy, and let this day be a day of new beginning. Let us have those virtues that was in Elizabeth, and Mary who run to Elizabeth. Lord, take things in us that does not glorify your name. Oh God, let us be mothers. People will see Christ in us. Father, we thank you for those of us that's here this morning, those that will listen at another time. I pray that this word touch our hearts, that there be a transformation in us to bring glory and honor to your name. Lord, we just want to say thank you in advance. We thank you. We bless you. Hallelujah. We pray for those who've lost their mothers through the past years. this Mother's Day is not everyone does to not handle Mother's Day as they should. But we pray that the hearts, their hearts be comforted and they remember the great things of their mothers and do be grieved and sad and mourning, but just cherish the memories and the lessons they learn, that we learn from our mothers. Oh God, that they can look down as a cloud of witness from heaven and know that they've done a good job. Thank you for every mother. I pray, Lord, for even mothers that are incarcerated. They're in prison. Oh God, I ask you to touch them in the name of Jesus. Some of them, oh God, from abuse. Lord, intervene on their behalf. All the mothers in nursing homes, some of them day in, day out, the grandmothers in nursing, nobody comes to visit. But Father, I ask you to, you be that visitor. You comfort them. Or you send others to bring them flowers and cards on the day. Lord, let us be blessing to others. Blessing. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, maybe take flowers to the nursing home. Take cards to the nursing home and just leave it and let us be a blessing. The group home, let some people don't have no one to visit, no one to care. Let children to care, but let us release the love that you place in us to others. But I just thank you, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us all from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we have prayed. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit, rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We bless God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, happy Mother's Day to everyone. In Jesus' name.
I remember Mama and the love that she gave, kneeling by her bedside. I can still hear Mama say, the people are depending on you, Shirley. Don't you let them down. I remember Mama in a happy way. We went to school with holes in our shoes.
Mama, sweet mama.